since they built the new high school.
Mm-hmm. What was the, how big were the schools when you were, the various schools you were in with eight?
Well, most of them are still here. I mean, Glenwood School has been added to a little bit, I think. They went through the seventh grade. But I believe it's, well, I might have went through, no, I come back over here through the fourth grade, and then went fifth, sixth, and seventh at junior high school. Mm-hmm. And then high school was the other three grades.
When you...
fourth grade.
You said you went to work after you got out of school, mm-hmm. and that was for the sanitation department.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How long did you stay at that?
Year and a half. And then I went to Ford Motor Company, worked up there for a year and a half. That and Chevrolet plant.
That was in...
In Atlanta.
In Atlanta. Hate that
No, that was up on Ponce Lynn then, right there, Sears Roebuck. The Army has it now. That plant was, the Ford plant then was there. They built that after I was out of Hakeville after I left. I left, of course, was most of the men up there, they, when the plant would shut down, the Ford plant maybe shut down in August, they'd go over to Chevrolet plant and wait till they shut down. By that time, the Ford plant had been working back up, so we'd come back over here. So I'd done that about twice, and then I was hired back out at Chevrolet. And the man that hired me told me, said, I'm going to get you on back on this time, but said, if you ever go back to Ford Motor Company, you don't ever come back out here no more.
Didn't want you working for the competition.
Uh-uh, no, they didn't like that. That was a big competition, Ford and Chevrolet.
How long were you with them?
About a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
I come back to the plant, Chevrolet plant shut down in 33 for changing models. And we had a good, I had a good friend in the, working with the city engineer, Mr. Weaver. And he found out we was shut down, and he asked me if I want to come back, like to come back and work. He'd just fired a man, I think, for being drunk, you know. He said, I got an opening up here, so if you'd like to come back and work up here till the plant, the Chevrolet plant opens up again, you can, I'll give you a job. So I said, yeah, so I went to work the next day. I went to come home one day and went to work the next day up back city, and I stayed real long. They haven't even called me back out at Chevrolet, so
mm-hmm.
I went to the street department then, which is under the city engineer. And I went from there to the fire department. They did that till I retired.
And that was a total of how many years for the city?
42.
42 years. That's a long time.
Sure is. I have a...
That's your certificate?
Certificate up there, and the one with the shield on it. The heads of the department give me that when I retired.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like you to read that up there when you get thought out.
Okay. Yes, I sure will. I'm going to stop this for just a minute while I get a book out that we need to... Okay, you were telling me about the... about providing this information?
I was going to North Georgia, me and myself, and... went in the Cater Federal up there, and one of the girls up there, the secretary to Judas McCurdy, who was getting this stuff up, all this information up for Carol and Clark,
mm-hmm.
she said, you ought to have something in the Cater, in the story to Cater about this. You've been there so long, so why don't you get something up? I said, all right. So, yeah, you need to get that up. So I just come home and told May, and we just sketched out this little short story that was in there and carried it back and gave it to her, and we went on to North Georgia.
Do you remember what it is? Can you remember? I mean, not...